When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits, all that other good jazz. Today's episode is going to be about future faking narcissists. Why do narcissists sell you a dream and don't deliver on it? Why do narcissists future fake so much in things of that nature, y'all? That is, yeah, like future faking narcissistic people. Like if y'all don't notice, I have on the I'm aware of my self-love brand. That my brand is available. The link is in the comment section or the description of every single video I do. I love me. I'm aware. Self-love brand, y'all, for self-love brand. But back to the future faking. Future faking means they're selling you a dream. They're telling you, they're faking about the future. They're faking about the future. They're lying to you about all this other stuff. And why do they future fake? To keep you around, y'all. They're selling you, they're giving you false hope so that you don't leave. Like you get afraid to leave because what if they're telling the truth? What if you are going to get married and have kids and a big dog and a picket fence and all this other good stuff? What if that is going to happen? What if they are going to leave their wife? What if they are going to leave their husband for you? What if they're not lying? What if they're not lying through their teeth to you right now? What if they're telling you the truth? The what if? They like selling you the what ifs. That's all future faking is, y'all. What ifs? You know, grand, a lot of times it's these big grand ideas of what if this, what if that, you know, what if you stayed with me and we had three kids like you want? I want three kids too. You know, we have three kids and then we're going to do this and we're going to have that, you know, we're going to get a mansion in Georgia and we're going to live on have a riverboat and then we're going to go to Florida and we're going to do this and this, blah, 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 blah. That's how it starts to sound to you. Blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. It's just all mess, y'all. It's all mess. It really literally is all mess. And that's what I tell people. It's literally all mess. It's literally what do you want? Like, honestly, tell yourself, especially if you've been in a long-term relationship with a narcissist. I know it's different in the beginning because a lot of people future fake. Not just narcissists, but a lot of people future fake. But narcissists, no, they kind of have the marker. They have a large market share in future faking. They just do, y'all, just because it's selling you a dream. It's meeting you on the first date and telling you that they want to marry you. It's meeting you on the first date and telling you they've never met anybody like you and they can't see themselves with anybody else. It's meeting you and just saying, hey, damn, look, this is meant to be. I cannot imagine myself with anybody else because this right here is absolutely meant to be. Like, I cannot fathom life without you. Rabble, rabble, rabble. You know what I mean? They sell you this dream to keep you around, to keep you engaged, to make you fearful. It really is. Future faking is bottling up fear and selling it to you because you're scared to leave this person. Because what if they do? What if this stuff does happen? And if you leave, you never get the experience. You never get to experience it. Future faking doesn't just happen in the beginning, y'all. It happens in the middle. It happens near the end. If y'all end up breaking up, future faking. If they're not ready for you to leave, they will future fake the hell out of you to keep you to stay. To keep you with them. They'll future fake and lie their asses off to keep you here. They just will, y'all. You know, I ask yourself, if you've been a victim of a future faking narcissistic person, ask yourself this question right here. Why are you believing them now? If they've been lying throughout the entirety of a relationship to you, why are you believing them right now? What story are you telling yourself? Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, specializes in this right here, y'all. What story are you telling yourself that keeps you in this toxic relationship? What story are you telling yourself that makes you not want to leave them? Like, because what story are you telling yourself to believe what they to believe what they have going on right now. What story are you telling yourself that makes you just like, you know what? I believe them. What are you saying to yourself right now? Ask yourself, what are you saying to yourself? Because they are not only future faking you. Sometimes you future fake yourself by believing it, by convincing yourself that what they're telling you, even though you probably think it's a lie, you convince yourself it's the truth because they mentally beat you down, y'all. They really, really do, you know? So what are you willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice to get to deal with this type of stuff right here, y'all? Because sometimes, like, the best way to deal with future faking, the greatest predictor of future behaviors is past behaviors. So if they've been lying to you in the past, why are you believing this stuff right now? Why are you believing this stuff about the future? If they've been lying, if they've been lying through their fake teeth, because I have fake teeth, why are you believing them right now? Why? What are you telling yourself? You see what I'm saying? Because sooner or later, y'all, and this is, again, y'all, you know this is not the victim blaming channel, but sooner or later, you have to take accountability for believing a lot of this BS that they tell you, especially if they cheated on you 5 times. Like, I'm not going to cheat on you again. I wouldn't put myself in a predicament. Why are you believing them right now? Ask yourself why you believe in them, because the narcissist is going to continue to do whatever they're allowed to get away with. Let's just keep it real. They're going to continue to do whatever they feel like they're allowed to get away with. That's just how it goes right there. They're going to continue to do whatever they feel like they can get away with. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. They're going to continue to do it. Because why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they do it? Why wouldn't they? You know what I mean? Why wouldn't, if narcissistic people are out to benefit themselves mostly, why wouldn't they keep taking from you? If you're going to keep giving it to them, if you're going to keep giving them your time, why wouldn't they take it from you? You know what I mean? Because sooner or later, in order to get out of a toxic relationship, you have to blame more effectively. You have to, you can point the finger at them all you want to. You keep cheating on me. You keep lying to me. You keep manipulating me. You keep doing this. You keep coming back into my life and ruining my life. Blame more effectively, because you can keep blaming them all you want to. But if you start to turn around and blame yourself more effectively, I'm not victim blaming y'all. I promise you. I'm just saying you have to blame yourself more effectively, because you can't change them by blaming them. The only thing you can change is yourself. So if you blame yourself, like, why do I keep accepting this? Why do I keep tolerating this toxic ass behaviors? What is going on within me that makes me accept this toxicity? What's going on within me that makes me believe this lie about them going to therapy, this lie about them going to marry me, this lie about them actually going to them ring shopping, this lie about them going to sleep early, even though I know they Find My iPhone said that they were at a bar? What is going on within me? And you know, y'all know I've been doing videos for over 3 years now. You know I'm a Thriver channel. I want people to thrive, but the only way in order to thrive is to actually take this look within yourself, because they're going, like, y'all, narcissists are going to future fake because it works. As long as it works, as long as they can lie about the future, as long as they can lie about changing, as long as they lie about promising you to do better, they're going to continue to do that, because why wouldn't they? If narcissistic people are self-serving people, why wouldn't they continue to serve themselves? When I ask people that question, when I'm talking to them over Zoom, when I do my Zoom one-on-ones, when I ask people that question, they always just like, you know, why? But they're supposed to love us. That's why I wouldn't do that. You have to get outside of your own thinking right here, y'all. You have to get outside of your own mind and understand that narcissists are going to do whatever it takes to benefit themselves. They don't, I'm a narcissist as well. We don't think the same way you do. We don't. Me first to the detriment of you. If I'm serving myself first, you're going to be collateral damage. You know what I mean? If I'm out to try to make myself happy, and if I'm out to try to do something for myself, you will be collateral damage. And I know people hate to hear that when I say that to them. I don't want to be collateral damage. Leave what I need to do. You need to take back your power and blame more effectively. Stop blaming them for coming back into your life, ruining your life. When you allow them back into your life, when you allow them to sell you this dream about, oh, I'm going to leave my wife in 2 years. Give me a chance. Wait till my son grows up. Wait, give me a few weeks. I'm going to leave. I promise you, I'm going to leave my husband the second that this happens. Y'all, why are you believing this? Lie after lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. Sooner or later, You have to look internally to ask yourself, why am I believing this? Because as a narcissist, I'm going to do what I'm allowed to get away with. Let's just keep it real. If I'm allowed to get away with it, I'm going to keep doing it. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I keep doing it? Believe you're supposed to love. Now, narcissists don't think the same way you do. I'm keep telling you, I'm trying to drill this fact home to you. The narcissists don't think the same way you do. So throw out what you would do. Take what you would do. What would I do? Take it and throw it out the damn window. And focus, like, what wouldn't I do? Because that's what they would do. You see what I'm saying? That's how it goes right there. That's literally how the mind goes. What wouldn't I do? And they would do a lot, y'all. They would absolutely do a lot to serve themselves to the detriment of you. Self-serving to the detriment of others is what a lot of narcissists and toxic people will absolutely do, y'all. I want to serve myself to the detriment of you. And that's how it happens a lot of times, y'all. I want to serve myself to the detriment of you. That's how it goes. Ask yourself, why are you believing the lies? Because narcissists, we're going to future fake because it keeps you around. Us, you know, if you keep believing our future faking, it guarantees us a better present. Not a better future, a better present. We're selling you a better future while we're right now, we're investing in our present. We're selling you the future while we are investing in our present. We don't know if you're going to follow through with this stuff. A lot of times we just say a lot of stuff to keep you here. Oh, I'm going to go to therapy. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to do this. We're going to take a lot of trips. We're going to do this together. We want to keep you around. So we're going to tell you, we want to sell you the future to invest in our present. You see what I'm saying? This is how it goes, y'all. That's what I tell people. You have to be prepared for this type of dynamic. You have to be prepared for this type of mindset because this is how it's going to go. Literally. Anyways, you have to empower yourself, y'all. Let me hop out this thing. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I still do my one-on-ones over Zoom if that's what you're interested in, y'all. And I'm also planning more meetups on the East, more meetups and live Q&As on the East Coast. We have Orlando, Florida coming up on May the 20th. Our workshop, the link is in the bio for that one. Orlando, Florida, I'm planning on doing something in either Charlotte, North Carolina or Raleigh, North Carolina, maybe both. Also, Washington, D.C. area, the DMV area. Atlanta, Georgia area, New York City, all East Coast type stuff right now. I have some West Coast things coming up, some Canada things coming up as well, some UK things coming up. But anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.